It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey, Satellite Guys, welcome to another exciting edition of the SatelliteGuys.us podcast.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Scott, how you doing? You know, I was playing World of Warcraft, and you're calling me a virgin before...
I'm really shocked that I didn't get a lot of emails last week for making fun of those people, but I guess it's not as bad as, Dungeons & Dragons. Those are the real virgins, I guess.
No, and you know, speaking of virgin, you know, DirecTV's popped that high-def virgin cherry this week. They finally added Fox News HD, first high definition in over 4 months.
Yeah, but I was kind of surprised to see it. We actually got notified before it came on by Jamie of DirecTV, contacted us and let us know it was coming up. And unfortunately, I didn't see the email until after it launched because they're on West Coast time, I'm on East Coast time, and by the time he sent it to me, it was after 11 p.m. East Coast time, and I was already fast asleep in bed.
Yeah, by the way, thank you, Jamie, for that email, and whenever you get information you can share with us, keep it coming. But
I'm sure we'll be seeing a lot more Jamie at Satellite Guys as things progress.
Yeah, this was a surprising ad, although it's not too surprising with the election going on.
Yeah, it's actually kind of nice to see because now they got all the major news channels in HD.
Minus MSNBC.
Yeah, but the big ones anyways, the ones that people watch.
Right.
But it's good to see it on DirecTV in time for the election. And, you know, when the debates have been on, I've been watching them on CNN, and it'd be kind of interesting to see what they look like, all the different stuff looks like in HD on Fox News. And besides, DirecTV's had the Fox Business Channel now in HD since its launch, and Fox News Channel in HD has been far behind and missed by a lot of people.
Yeah, I was kind of comparing Fox News Channel HD and CNN HD, and it seems like Fox News Channel has a little bit more of a standard definition shot still. Whereas CNN is more of trying to progress to an all HD standard. I did notice some of the in-studio shots were 4x3 HD. You know, I kind of like that, but I don't like it. I have a 16x9 picture. Give me a 16x9 high-definition signal, which is what Fox is doing with their Wing. They're doing the same thing with the Wing that they did on the Fox News Business Channel. I don't kind of like that at all.
Well, it's good for giving information out because reality-wise, you don't need to see the talking heads in the studio in really full high definition, 16x9. They can give you, you know, your sports updates, your weather conditions, the top breaking news that's going on the right-hand side of the screen, and give you more information quicker. That's, I think, the goal they're going for there.
Right. I think that works well during the daytime when not as many people are watching, but during prime time, I'd rather see them get rid of that and just have a total 16x9 shot. Especially with all the hot blondes that Fox News has walking around there. Jesus.
That's one thing that Fox News got going for them.
Yeah. Give me that high def source. I mean, I just love craving it, and it's kind of like sex. Once you see it, you want more.
Yep, and that's the thing I've been saying about high definition since it's come out. When you see it, you always want more. It's you can never have enough high def.
You know, speaking of the election, DirecTV announced today that they have an interactive election mix coming to DirecTV customers.
Yeah, it's kind of neat because I find myself on election night flipping through channels looking at the different results from all the channels. And what DirecTV is going to do is they're going to put an interactive mix where they're going to have all four broadcast networks on the screen, and then they're going to have Fox News, CNN, and then they're also going to have a special channel which is going to be shared between BBC America and also the Comedy Central. So when Comedy Central is showing election type stuff, they're going to switch away from BBC and go to Comedy Central for that coverage. It's going to be kind of neat. And also online, they're going to be scouring the internet for news, rumors, reports, people leaving the polls when they leave the elections, you know, that kind of thing. And they'll also be having quotes and other things from the candidates themselves scrolling at the bottom of the screen. So it's going to give you one place to enjoy all the election coverage. And by using your remote control, you know, you can listen to whatever station you want. If you want Fox News, you move your arrow to the Fox News one and you'll hear that, or CNN, or anything like that. And it will allow you to really catch the election coverage and see everything that's going on all the channels at one time.
Yeah, I saw this and I absolutely thought that awesome. I immediately had the thought, I wonder how long until Dish Network's going to announce that they're going to do the same thing. But I actually threw around an idea in the forum. One was to do a high-def version with CNN HD and Fox News HD on the upper half of the screen, and then do four more boxes of MSNBC and the other two channels that they're missing right below those.
Well, actually, the DirecTV will be offering a HD feed with all HD, and the other feed will be standard definition. So there'll be two different channels. There, one high def and one standard definition. This is something they're doing for this election coverage. So it's really unique, and it's really outside the box thinking from the folks at DirecTV.
Why don't they do a Red Zone channel version, kind of like a Red Zone channel, like how you have for the NFL Sunday Ticket? Except it goes from Fox News to MSNBC or whatever. That'd be kind of cool to see, you know? Oh, here over on Fox News, we got Barack Obama scoring Virginia and then going on to CNN. That'd be kind of cool. A little outside-the-box thinking right there.
Yeah, but this will keep it organized and won't have the annoying talking, because sometimes you don't want to hear a person talk. You want to hear exactly what's going on the channels, and again, they're doing it all on one screen there, so you can really catch all the election coverage in one place.
Right, yeah, exactly, Scott, and I don't know, just some ideas to throw around. It's election, I'm excited, because this is going to be the biggest election that we've had in a long time, and I'm really excited, and I can't wait for that day to come so we can see who wins.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to watch, hard to watch for some people, I'm sure, but you know, happens every 4 years, and this is a big one because it's two new candidates who haven't been there before, no incumbents here, so it makes it kind of interesting to watch. Speaking of interesting to watch, one thing that was not interesting to watch for me anyways was Dish Network's retailer chat, which they had on Friday. And as you've seen through our coverage here at Satellite Guys, we gave you a live recap as it was happening, and it didn't even really talk about high definition whatsoever. You know, they're supposed to have 150 HD channels by the end of the year, and here we come towards the end of the year, and no roadmap for retailers, you know, in the busy holiday shopping season, and that's kind of concerning to me.
Yeah, it's very concerning to me, too. It really seems like Dish, they had a game plan, and now that DirecTV's kind of fizzled out for a little while, Dish is doing the same thing. If I was Dish, I'd be launching high-definition services left and right and really making DirecTV kind of earn their money.
Well, I think if you watch the Uplink reports, I see some interesting stuff starting to happen there. They're moving some stuff around on transponders, and they're making some room on 110. And it also looks like they're experimenting with broadcasting high definition and standard definition services on one transponder instead of all transponder, just high definition. And if they could split those apart, they may be able to open up a lot of space for a lot of new HD. And they just started working on that within the last 2 weeks. And if you check out the uplink charts there, you'll actually see they're working on something there. And I think we're going to be happy soon, hopefully.
Right. And I know our guys over in Hawaii and Alaska, they would like to see some high definition also. They're kind of stuck in that situation, you know. I could see Russia from my house, but I can't get 129 from my house, you know.
Yeah, and 110 is visible to both islands. Yeah, Alaska's not an island, Scott. But you can see, Alaska can see 110, and Hawaii can see 110. And they haven't made some channels available, such as USA, to Hawaii or Alaska. But the reason they did that is because they moved USA to 61.5 and 129. So that was like a temporary spot for them. The other interesting thing we're going to be seeing coming up, and it was supposed to actually happen a couple weeks ago, but due to some equipment shortages, I hear that they delayed it for a couple weeks, was the conversion of the remaining MPEG-2 high-definition channels on 110 to MPEG-4 format. Once they do that, they're going to open up a ton more space, And again, I think we're going to be seeing a lot of HD coming off 110 pretty soon.
Yeah, I never physically got that or understood why they did that with USA. Unless if it was an actual, they couldn't see the bird. But if they could see 129, I don't understand why they wouldn't be able to subscribe to USA, being that they're in the United States.
Yeah, it's all contractual stuff, so... stuff I don't get and you don't get, but the lawyers seem to get, and that's the way they run things there.
Yeah.
I'm hearing that when new high definition does go online, the other places will be able to see it. So if it is indeed at 110, that would make perfect sense why they're doing it that way.
Well, Scott, that's the music.
Yep. Hopefully next week we're going to have a special guest with us. I'm not 100% sure. If it's not next week, it'll be the week after that. Should I say who it is, Bob?
Yeah, go ahead.
From Saturday Night Live, it is Jim Brewer who will be joining us for the Satellite Guys podcast. Hopefully next week. If not next week, then the week after that. Just got some editing to do. I actually already did the interview with Jim, and it went okay, except for some audio glitches on my end, which I got to correct, and so you guys can enjoy the podcast without hearing squeaking in the background.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's the music, and we'll catch you all next week. We'll see you real soon.
See ya.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.